Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. This is my last hour of work until I am on vacation for about a week and a half. Very excited about that. Very excited. It's been weird.
Total
though.
Mature response, but
it's been a little weird. Most of my family's doing quote unquote half days. Like I'm not the only one, you know, coming in to do work. My brother, I think was supposed to, but his girlfriend's working. My girlfriend's working.
You're just padding the timesheet before you go.
I think so. Like a lot of this was like it's a 2-hour show. Like I'm not gonna act like I have a hard job or anything.
I'm going to Disney.
I also wanted to like kill time.
This is like garbage time for you.
But like I'll be honest, I woke up this morning and I was like, bad decision. My mind is not on, like, let's go to work for a few hours. It's come around, but I'll be honest, with the snow and everything, I was like, this has been a dreadful decision.
That's because Joe Cali's presence, radio's Joe Cali, really helps you
get through the day.
It gets you ready for work.
It's the hair. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, it's the coiffed hair.
Okay. It's the coiffed hair.
All right, let's calm down, fellas. No, we're not calming down.
We'll tell you, though, real quick before we get to primetime players. Sabres last night, 5-1 win for them. I believe he's going to be on one of our lists, but real quick, just on Josh Norris, hell of a return.
It's kind of what you want.
Ready?
It's exactly what was promised in the preseason.
Yeah, it is forgotten that his preseason was very encouraging.
It was unconscious.
Very encouraging.
And that top line really looked like, okay, you guys might be a problem this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the analytical numbers, the charts, they really loved the Sabres on that production standpoint if Norris can get you a good amount of games. Ready? He's missed, what, 20 or so?
Too much, yep. Mm-hmm.
It's standard affair for him.
Yeah.
So if he's healthy the rest of the year, Zach, you're looking at a potential 50-point player.
And
that's in 60 games.
Yeah, nearly a point per game player.
He's actually kind of a top-tier type guy if he's healthy.
Yep.
And I will talk more about Josh Norris coming up here as we get ready for primetime players.
And that is brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. This is a weird week, Derek. This is a weird week for...
It was a weird week.
For the NFL, there wasn't really a lot of like, oh, man. Because when we've been doing this... It's been guys like Jonathan Taylor where like we're talking about it going, yeah, that's going to be, you know, offensive player of the year type stuff. You know, Puka Nacua has had some of these performances and such. For me, at least, a little more college this week. We'll start, though, with some honorable mentions.
Honestly, I'm going to be nice about this. Not so nice about this. I have two players in the NFL in my honorable mentions, and that's it.
That's fine.
The NFL action this weekend was kind of cheeks.
Yeah, it was not the most splashy NFL week.
Kind of booty cheeks in terms of the entertainment value. Mm-hmm. Not the entertainment value. In terms of the individual performances.
Right.
It was very team-based. It was very structured. I had a lot of fun watching the Thanksgiving games. There was a lot of good action in those games. However, nothing really eye-popping in terms of your primetime performers. There are a couple, one of which in a loss, typically that means you're going to get in the honorable mentions, and that's A.J. Brown. 10 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns in the loss to Chicago. Joe Kelly had that ready. He was ready to go. They did the parlay on the morning show, and he had A.J. Brown with over 6 catches.
Sweating out there for a minute.
And he was sweating it out for a little bit, but then clears it by a mile.
I don't know what sweat you saw. I was
sitting right next to
you. Yeah, you were sitting right next to both of us at the arena. Do not lie to us.
Wasn't me.
That was you.
It was a skinwalker.
Okay, fine. Then I almost didn't slide into the back of a tailgate trying to chase down someone's hat blowing in the wind.
That should be an honorable mention. Derek eating the tailgate of a truck nearly.
That was bad. The wind on Friday was something to behold.
Open a jacket up and you fly away.
Owen made a kick save on a hat. I tried to chase another one down and skidded almost into the back of a parked truck.
Couldn't be me. I'd tear a hammy if I did that.
Oh, my God.
Not a shot.
I'm loyal to the cause, but, man, that almost took me out.
Speaking of the Sabres, though, I did go with Josh Norris. 2 goals, 3 points in his return. A breakaway goal as well, which has been something I have had a huge issue with the Sabres for years. They can't seem to score those chances. Norris had no issue, and he looked very good. I also want to mention, just because I think it's funny, Zach Benson, another assist, no goal. It's incredible. He had 2 assists, thank you, and no goal. It's incredible.
He assisted on both of Norris'
goals. It's not that I don't want him to not score. I want him, though, to not score because this stat line is awesome.
He's currently trending for, I do believe it's 58 assists on the season and
something like that. Something like that. But, yeah, Josh Norris, though, is going to be the honorable mention. 2 goals, 3 points in his return. A 5-1 win over Winnipeg. The Sabres take on Philly on Wednesday.
I will talk more about Norris. He's a little higher up. Mm-hmm. And he made it just over this player. And, Zach, you're going to love this one. It's your boy, Adonai Mitchell.
He's on my honorable mention list, too.
Adonai Mitchell. So let's talk about this. Adonai Mitchell, 8 catches, 102 yards, and his first career touchdown in the NFL. Really nice play. Just beats quarters deep coverage on the streak, and he's got a one-on-one at that point, but he beats his man. Beautiful ball by Tyrod Taylor, by the way.
He had a great game.
Still one of the more beautiful things in the National Football League is a Tyrod Taylor deep ball. So, Adonai Mitchell, though, this is a player that he's needed a new setting after what has happened in Indianapolis for him to start his career. And now you see a little bit of the promise and the potential there because Justin Fields is allergic to throwing a forward pass at this point. But Taylor's not shy about it, and Adonai Mitchell has his best game of his career.
I have a vice grip on Adonai Mitchell's potential. I won't let go. He also had a 90-yard receiving game earlier this year. It's ultimately, I think, the one that basically ends his career in Indianapolis because against the Rams, he drops the ball right before the goal line. The talent is there with Mitchell. When he was coming out of Texas, though, there were rumblings about his maturity and kind of he would flip-flop in practice, and a lot of that maybe was him not taking his insulin and what have you. I thought if the Bills took him, he'd be in a perfect environment to just get the maturity into him. I will say, though, with all that being said, Keon Coleman has had some of his maturity issues here. Nothing
and
illegal.
It's the same club.
Yeah, nothing illegal, but he has had his own issues. Not even Abdul Carter, by the way, for the Giants, who for the second time this year, he's benched for a quarter or a series, whatever it was. He's had his own issues. But I think
guys, just pay attention to meetings.
I know. But when you watch Adonai Mitchell play, you can see an elite receiver. That does not mean he's going to be that guy. It does not mean that all of a sudden the lights turned on, he's going to be a 1,000-yard guy next year. I'm not saying that. But when you watch him, I think it's really hard not to see the talent on display. And on Sunday, when the Jets have nobody else, he looked really good. I am now irrationally excited to see him and Garrett Wilson together with Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana. We'll see if that happens.
I'm not irrationally excited about that at all. That's
as
Jets,
an Adonai
that's
Mitchell
rival.
Lover, I am there, and I don't know.
The Bills already have to deal with Drake May. No,
I know,
thank you.
I know, but Fernando Mendoza, listen to any of his interviews. You're either going to laugh. You're either going to laugh or fall in love with him. There's no in between.
I'm going to be selfish and say keep Mendoza away from the Jets. So, all right. Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Just one more. Christian Benford. I do want to throw him out there. He had a really fun 10 minutes for the Bills.
Oh, my God. It was the 10 minutes that turns it around, though. Yep. Joey Bosa obliterates Aaron Rodgers. Benford, that ball bounces so politely to him, by the way.
I know.
Footballs bounce in weird ways, and that's one of them. It goes right to Benford, who's able to comfortably secure it and run into the end zone. It's not often that easy how a football bounces.
But it was.
He gets that. Same thing for the interception.
Yeah.
It's not often that easy where you overthrow a 6'7" tight end and it goes right into the breadbasket as you're heading out of bounds.
Yeah, so I want to throw Benford on there. Again, you're right. A lot of that was just more like serendipitous. He just happens right, to be there.
Right
but
business,
you know what?
Right place, right time. But it's still good that you're doing that.
But he is also having a much better second
he's
half
picking
of the
it up,
year.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden now I don't want to put him into the bad extension pile because correct. He's having a much better second half of the year than at all.
There's
the
been
first
a course
half.
Correction on his mm-hmm. season and how things have gone to start to where he is more reliable again. And I said it with Nate on the overtime show. He's back to CB1 comfortably. Yeah. You don't have to worry about anything of like what's wrong with Christian Benford. That question's gone. So it's good that he's there. All right. So to number five, it's Josh Norris, a player that we were already talking about. And I do want to elaborate a little bit more here on the potential of a player like Norris. Norris is a player that he is, the talent's there. He is a good hockey player. So if he's able to stay healthy, that line one suddenly can turn really dangerous because then Lindy Ruff doesn't have to worry so much about Tage Thompson playing center. There is clearly a connection between Norris and Thompson that is working. That first goal that Norris scores is a thing of beauty. There's passing between the three of them, the breakout pass even from Samuelson, who doesn't get an assist on the play. But all of a sudden, line one gets taken a lot more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's going on here, because you have it back. This was what was promised in the preseason. This is a player that, even through injuries, still has great seasons when it comes to putting the puck in the net. The man scored 35 in 66 games a couple years ago.
That's where he gets the big extension from Ottawa.
He scores 21 goals total in 56 games last year. He can put the puck in the net. It is just a matter of getting on the ice and staying on the ice. And for the Sabres, he's played a total of 5 games. He has 5 points. That is not an accident. That's a good hockey player.
He's a very good hockey player.
He just needs to have a little bit of the injury luck go his way. And the other beautiful thing about him being at center, faceoff percentage.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if that can keep going for the Sabres.
Yes, they need a guy like this to dominate the dot. And the hope is that Josh Norris is able to do that for them on a routine basis here for the Sabres.
Number five for me, going to the college. It was rivalry week this week.
Oh,
good
yes,
games.
It was.
Meant a lot. The final college football playoff rankings, by the way, is going to come out tonight. I say final because the next time we'll have them will actually be the college football playoff. We're going to the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. If you don't know him, he's the backup quarterback for Ole Miss this year. He's a D2 transfer from Ferris State. He's seen more as just a guy that's going to kind of have, you know, the quarterback depth. We know that's been a problem in college football. Make sure you have somebody that can play if your starter gets hurt. Austin Simmons does not perform fairly well, gets hurt. Trinidad goes in. He's been the starter since. Ole Miss is 11-1 following their win on Friday. And Trinidad was a big part of that. He had 359 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. And it is ultimately the final game Lane Kiffin is going to coach at Ole Miss. It sounds like none of the players are going to sit out a potential playoff game for Ole Miss, so it does sound like Trinidad is going to get the start for Ole Miss whenever and whoever they play in the playoff. I'm excited. He's been a wonderful story. I think there's an NFL player in there. I'm not saying first-round pick. I think there's an NFL player in there. He does have some wild misses, but boy, when he hits, he is on fire. So Trinidad Chambliss comes in at number five for me.
All right, number four, I'm going to the ice almost exclusively from here on out, by the way, or staying on the ice. I lied, by the way. I was wrong. I forgot I have one more NFL player in here at number four. Bryce Young with Carolina shines in. This is where you love the in the big moments.
Never forget, if he has a good game, he'll have a bad one next, but if he has a bad one, he'll have a great one next.
His stat line's not what you'd call impressive in the biggest way in terms of yards. He only has 206 through the air, 15 of 20 passing, 3 touchdowns, though. Efficiency at its highest peak against a Rams team that finally made a couple mistakes. Matthew Stafford threw interceptions on back-to-back drives, I do believe it was, after securing a record of most touchdowns without an interception.
Like, what's he doing to me, man? Like, I was all in on the MVP stuff, and then he throws 2 picks and loses to Carolina. Thanks, man. Now it's Drake May.
So
selfish by Stafford, really.
Selfish. So that's my thing is that Bryce Young, though, did that thing that we love talking about, which is step up in the big moments. This is a big win for Carolina, an opportunity to contend for the NFC South. You have the same record as Tampa Bay. You have an opportunity to make it through the postseason. And Bryce Young, when he's on, he's on.
They are having a tough time, though. They are kind of clumped together with Detroit at 7-5, Dallas at 6-5-1.
Yeah, so they're half a game behind.
As teams trying to battle to get in. And really, it's not even going to be the wild card. They are going to have to win their division because your wild cards in San Francisco are 9-4, Green Bay at the 6-8-3-1, and Seattle 9-3. It's going to have to be winning the NFC South.
Yeah, and it's the same for like Dallas too, where
yep.
you have a lot of stepping you have to get to in order to make it, but it's going to be through your division that's the easiest path. Carolina's half game back from Tampa Bay, though. This is a more encouraging thing. And for the Panthers, it is. This is a big win and an opportunity to stay alive throughout the season in what is usually just Tampa's cakewalk to take care of.
Quietly, what have they won, 4 or 5 in a row?
5 in a row.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo. This season looked like it was going to be more of the same for Tampa. Now it's not.
Yep.
They're getting barraged by injury, and it is just not relenting for Tampa Bay. Carolina has a chance to make up for it.
Number 4 for me, Jordan Love, Green Bay quarterback, Thanksgiving Day. There's always going to be that Thanksgiving performance. I think for me it was him, 234 and 4 touchdowns, and they put Detroit in a bad spot. Detroit now, they're part of that group, 7-5. They're 2 games behind San Francisco at 9-4. It's going to be a bit of a grind here for them to try to get back into it. And Green Bay, they're at 6. It's not like they're all of a sudden figured it out, what have you, but they're not far off from Chicago, who's 9-3. Love needs to kind of get going here. His receivers, though, it seems like are starting to get healthy. They're not going to get Tucker Kraft back, but his receivers are starting to get healthy. And you're starting to see why many of us have talked about it being a trilogy for Green Bay Packers quarterbacks going from Favre to Rodgers to Love. So Jordan Love comes in at number 4 for me.
All right, number 3, I'm going with Timo Meier. He's got a 6-game point streak right now for the New Jersey Devils. 5 goals, 3 assists over said 6-game point streak. The Devils, obviously, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, and Meier has been a consistent person for them right now in order to do so. So Timo Meier, consistency is the key here for him at number 3, and I'm going to stay on the ice as a foreshadowing for number 2.
Number 3 for me is actually just the Bears rushing attack in general against Philadelphia. 281 and 2 touchdowns at Philly. This is a good win for the Bears. I know Ben Johnson commented that they're winning in spite of their passing attack, and Caleb Williams has been up and down this year. But they're 9-3, and they had 2 100-yard rushers. They almost have 300 yards on the ground against Philadelphia in that wildly talented defense. This is probably more on Philly. They do look broken this year. They are also 8-4, just like the Bills.
Also very frustratingly,
kind of in that same vein. But good for the Bears. 9-3, great rushing attack by them. And it was that lone Black Friday game, and they kind of dominated Philly the whole way. And in part, it's due to that rushing attack.
All right, number 2 for me, I'm looking at Wyatt Johnston, the Stars center, who has been fantastic. Meier was consistency. Johnston had 2 4-point games over the past week.
Oh, good for him.
Including against Ottawa on Sunday. He also has a 4-point game against Edmonton back on Tuesday last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's within the span of us doing primetime players from start to finish there. Yep. 2 4-point games? Yeah, sign me up for that. He does also have a goal in another game there. 4 straight wins for Dallas in that stretch as well for Wyatt Johnston. Fantastic player. Him, Jason Robertson, and Mikko Rantanen is a top line to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate that it's the Stars.
Yeah, it's less than ideal.
No, I'm not letting it go.
Number 2 for me goes back to college, Diego Pavia. I think this is the second or third straight week Pavia's been on my list, which is funny because I'm not even the biggest fan of his. I'm just acknowledging he is having a wonderful end of the season. Went over Tennessee at Tennessee. It's not even really a rivalry. It really isn't. I mean, it is, but Tennessee has dominated so much.
Right.
Vandy is the little brother, and over the last 2 years, they've really announced themselves. I think they should absolutely be in the playoff. I know they lost it at Texas, and it took like a wild comeback at the end to even make it close. But they're 10-2 in the SEC. Put them in.
That's not a joke, yeah.
And to be fair, put them in because they're wildly entertaining. Their defense kind of sucks, but their offense is super fun, and on that, Pavia was great. He throws an early interception, but ultimately ends the day 268 and a touchdown through the air and 165 and a touchdown on the ground. Did this at Knoxville, Rocky Top. It was not even in Nashville. And they dominated. I think it's a 3-touchdown win for Vandy. Just absolutely annihilated Tennessee season. They did it as a little brother. I mean, I don't know if Pavi is going to win the Heisman. I do think that is going to come down to Fernando Mendoza versus Julian Sayin, Ohio State versus Indiana. No quarterbacks don't really play each other. But Indiana versus Ohio State in the Big Ten title, I think that's where the Heisman's going to be decided. But Pavi is absolutely going to be in New York. And his performance is like this. He has been on a tear in November, which in college football, that is the make or break period. And he has been awesome. So Pavia, Diego Pavia, number two for me.
Now, the problem with Vandy is that there's too many SEC teams that have less than two losses ahead of them
yeah.
in the college football playoff, or ones that have the same amount. Oklahoma being one of those, but then Texas A&M and my number one, Alabama, and then my number one.
Oklahoma, whatever.
For
I can't score.
My number one, though, in this is Trinidad Chambliss of Ole Miss.
Great game.
Great game from him. Especially with the rumors swirling about your head coach, to deliver results in the Egg Bowl like that is always going to be a fantastic thing for you. And yeah, Mississippi State, not a good team this year, no. But it is a named rivalry game. Mm-hmm. It means more. And there's an opportunity there for Ole Miss to make a statement. They do, and then all of a sudden...
My number one shows up, Lane Kiffin.
I'm going to smack you.
How did he not? He's no one can dominate a news cycle. No one can dominate a news cycle like Lane Kiffin can. This is now, I believe, his fifth less than desirable exit in his career. You
oh
have
my God.
The Oakland Raiders, where Al Davis basically wanted to fight him and his father, Monty Kiffin,
mm-hmm.
on the way out. You have Tennessee, where he stays for a year and then bolts to USC.
Who leaves him on the tarmac.
USC, where he gets left on the tarmac. Alabama, he's fired after the semifinal by Nick Saban because he's already flirting with leaving. So he's ousted before the national championship. And now you've got Ole Miss, where for a month we're all basically held hostage. Marty Smith can't leave Oxford, Mississippi for like 90 hours. He can't even see his family during the holidays because Lane Kiffin doesn't know what he's going to do. And yet we all knew what he was going to do. He goes to LSU.
Good for Marty Smith, by the way, interview at the airport there. The story that he told about that of Hunch, let's go. And so Marty Smith probably, you know, late honorable mention here.
Honestly,
for reporter Marty Smith.
He's with
ESPN.
Lane Kiffin in this.
Yes.
But it's just, I've mentioned it a few times on the show. I was far more glued into the college coaching searches that were going on than it was a lot of the NFL stuff this week, just because it is rivalry week and a lot of the stuff is going on. I do want to acknowledge with Kiffin, and we'll talk a little bit more on this in the break, it's not really all his fault. If you
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't know the college football schedule. He basically had no other choice. You either accept the job now and blow up a playoff team, or you don't take the job. Because if people don't realize, National Signing Day is tomorrow.
Yep.
The transfer portal will open in the middle of the playoffs. If you don't go now, you won't have the job. And that includes the group of five coaches that all went to Auburn and Florida and Arkansas. They all had to leave. And Oklahoma State, ultimately, North Texas's coach, Eric Morris. Although it sounds like he's going to coach North Texas.
I have a question for you on this, but we need to get to a break.
Yes. So that is the Primetime Players. We'll be posting that here in just a moment. And when we do these Primetime Players, it is – I just closed out the read. So
it is sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. We'll take a time out, come back here. We'll talk a little bit more about this Lane Kiffin saga because it's upset me. But I also think that there's something wrong with college football that now needs to be fixed. They fixed it with the players. Now they may need to make an adjustment with the coaches.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here. It seems the snow has left us, at least here in our Amherst studio. That is nice. That is good. We like to see it.
You like to see it, and it's right about the timeline of when it was going to stop really snowing. Hopefully around wherever area you are, it's doing the same. And you are driving safe no matter what, whether the roads are clear as day when it comes to pavement or if they are slick and still not taken care of. Just be driving safe out there while you're hanging out with us. Thanks for hanging with us, by the way, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
So I did want to do this because I'm going to be gone for the next few days. And
you have been like itching for this for days.
Yeah, many people know I'm a big college football junkie, college sports junkie, really, because basketball also plays into that. But
number one, Purdue, baby.
Right, there you go.
Basketball.
I have been locked in with everything with the college football playoff, and is Miami going to get left out, BYU, that stuff, and then the head coaching search. You know, Lane Kiffin, where is he going? And then really where a lot of the other big jobs are going to be filled, and most of them have been. We'll get to Penn State here in a minute. But what I do want to acknowledge, and I joked about Lane Kiffin there, and he owns a media cycle. It was so entertaining for me. Probably some people got annoyed by it, but for me, I was
one of
thrilled.
Those that like I didn't love the process of already a previous villain in sports.
Right, kind of killing all of his goodwill and becoming the villain again. I mean, that's effectively what Lane Kiffin did. I think where I'm at,
and even then, there was a moment where again you mentioned the podcaster who has media credentials says a line that I'm not going to repeat, but then Lane Kiffin confronts him to his face, and it kind of turns him into a little bit of a, oh yeah, you could say it away from him, but to his face, you're not going to go ahead and say anything.
Right, First of all, the deer in the headlights look, especially.
It was the deer in the headlights look, so it was a tough look for him. But also, Lane Kiffin, real tough talk when you have four state troopers surrounding you.
And then you leave
and then you
48
prove
hours
and then
later.
You prove the guy right.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know what to think of you anymore in terms of somebody to respect. But like you said, and it's a true trope in sports, sometimes it is better for the overall product when there is a satisfying villain that you need to have taken down. The amount of times, like look at the Chiefs, for example.
Patriots for years.
In the NBA for a while, it turned into the Golden State Warriors.
Yep. And for many people, it was depending on what side of the country you lived on, it was the Lakers or the Celtics.
Hockey over the past few years, it's been the Lightning, now the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a good villain, I think, especially in
sports. You
need
a villain to prey on the downfall of.
Because sports are ultimately, they're entertainment, but they're also, we fall in love with them because they're a story. They're a long winning story. They're not a 2-hour movie or a 500-page book. They're long. Seasons are long.
They're long.
But they're ultimately a story, and you do need that satisfying villain that you know, that your favorite team vanquishes at the end of the season.
The hero takes down. Whether it is your team or not, a hero is called when they take down the villain. The Chiefs were heralded as one when they defeat or when they surpass the Patriots. They're seen as the team that could do it. They don't do it in that AFC Championship game. New England goes on to the Super Bowl, wins and everything. Death Star blows us up. But you mentioned it. It's stories. We all go and flock to stories. And what makes a good story is a satisfying villain that you hate. Like, one of the biggest hated characters in all of media, King Joffrey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
When he croaks it in that series, spoiler alert, it's been too long. I can go ahead and say
it's been almost
that.
10 years since that episode aired.
But But that episode aired, and it was a sensation for people. Like, oh my God. So when you have well-established villains, Lane Kiffin is a well-established villain.
He is.
Everybody, not just the SEC, is going to be preying on LSU's downfall now. And if the Tigers do succeed, it makes the college football playoff that much more appetizing for the casual fan. I've gotten to a point where I agree with Jeremy White on this about the college football playoff of you're arguing about 12 teams when teams 9 through 12 probably don't have a realistic shot at winning the whole thing.
100%. 100%. Even when the 4-team playoff, the 4-seed usually didn't have a shot. I mean, in the 4-seed
usually didn't have a shot. But
the 4-team era, we had Georgia 62, TCU 7 as a national championship. That's standard in college football.
It's standard in college football. But you can make a legitimate claim toward the 5th best team being made the 4th.
Right.
If I've got teams arguing from 13 to 16 that they should be the 12th best team in the country in the rankings, we've kind of lost the plot. And now the SEC and the Big Ten's like, let's make it more so that we can make more money on our conference dominating these things.
Right, and that's my thing,
and
too.
It's like, I need 8-4 Illinois making the college football playoffs. Shut up.
No, 12 is good for me. I don't need 16 because you're right. Like, it's college football. There isn't going to be 16 qualified enough teams. I think where it does get into and where it really does work early is winning a game or two in the college football playoff. Like, that does mean, because it's winning a big bowl game, right? I mean, Tulane wins, I think the Sugar Bowl over USC a few years ago, or Cotton Bowl, excuse me, over USC a couple years ago. Like, that does mean something. I'm fine with that. It's the national championship, right, where people are like, eh. There's like two or three programs that can actually do it.
Right.
Now, to the whole Lane Kiffin stuff, he is going to be a villain. And I think understandably so, because he did not handle everything perfectly.
Again.
I think the real villain, though, is the college football calendar, where we are all sitting here and these decisions have to be made before the season is over with. There is no Black Monday for college football.
Right,
everyone acknowledges for the NFL, it's the day after week 18 now, where that Monday, okay, teams that are on the playoffs, they're making moves. Teams that are in the playoffs, they go on. There is no such thing in college football. Right now, teams are gearing up for National Signing Day tomorrow.
And
teams that are in conference championships are dealing with that on Saturday or Friday. Teams that are going to be in the playoffs have that to look forward to, including during the playoffs, because if you keep going, the transfer portal opening up. It is a cluster. I don't know what the NCAA does outside of punish kids. I have literally no idea what they do.
Punish kids.
Because this is such an easy fix of just move everything.
Just move everything.
The signing period back to late January or February.
And you know what it is? It's the existence of the playoff. There is a difference. A palpable difference between a 12-team playoff field and what this whole structure has always been around, which is one game.
Right, the BCS National Championship, or even before that when it was the newspapers kind of picked based off the bowl game if one versus two. When it was the bowl games, it was like 1 versus 4. So if they won, they're going to move on. If 2 beat 3, they win.
But that's the thing is, it was a shorter postseason.
Right.
Whereas like now, if it was the BCS or even the 4-team playoff, Ole Miss can move on with their lives.
Yeah.
And like, okay, there is a playoff team comfortably, I think, within the playoff field at 11-1 that does not have its head coach. And it's rumored, hey, I want to pick some of the guys from the staff here at Ole Miss. You've got to be on the tarmac, though, or you don't have a job.
Right, yeah. Charlie Weiss Jr., their offensive coordinator, did leave with Lane Kiffin. It was up in the air if he was actually going to. He ended up doing it. I think most of the offensive staff did. But Ole Miss had to – Pete Golding is not their interim head coach. He is their head coach.
Pete Golding is now their head coach, and it is because you have to establish this now. National Signing Day is tomorrow. Your college football playoff is in a couple of weeks. You're waiting for the championship games to decide the rest of the fate of the field, but pretty much there's something that you should be preparing for, which is the ever-evolving future of your program. You have only 4 years of a college class. It is different. You always have to be on the fly rebuilding. Mm-hmm. You always have to be. You are recruiting constantly. But because this postseason exists, this larger postseason, you either have to move the starting date of the college season up, or you have to move back some of the National Signing Day, the transfer portal opening, because you have a longer postseason than before. And yes, they try to structure it to where it's still the New Year's Six. We still have business to conduct after the New Year's Six.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know people complain about the NHL playoff format, and I do too. NFL, why is there a 7 seed, the whole thing. I don't think there is a worse structure than college football. It is the Wild West. It's ridiculous. I mean, here, Derek, Tulane and North Texas, they are playing for the American Championship.
Right.
Both their coaches are gone. It sounds like Eric Morris of North Texas is going to stay coaching until their season ends, but he's off to Oklahoma State. Tulane's coach, John Summerall, already had his introductory press conference at Florida. These are two teams that are probably going – the winner will likely be the Group of Five team in the college football playoff. We'll see, by the way, if Duke wins in the ACC. There might be two teams, not both of them, but
right.
James Madison maybe gets in from the Sun Belt. But it is such a broken system, and there is no fixing it. Lane Kiffin, ultimately, again, he is going to be the face of this. I hope what he is the realization of
the catalyst.
We need to fix this.
Yes.
Because, right, I don't blame LSU for wanting Kiffin. He has fixed his image. This is not the guy that went 7-6 in Tennessee, gets fired at USC. No. This is a guy that gave Ole Miss 6 years, and it was maybe their best years in program history outside of the 60s. This season, 11-1, is their best season statistically. They're not even going to play for the SEC championship, by the way, at 11-1. It's incredible. They lose one game, it's to Georgia, and they're out. But it's their best years. LSU, though, was the better job. I'll argue, maybe Kiffin is happier at Ole Miss. He can be himself. But LSU was maybe a top five job.
Is he? He took off in a messy divorce.
Well, yeah, that's fair. But
was he ever happy?
I don't know. He almost left for Auburn 2 years ago, and his daughter talked him out of it. Family talked him out of it, more or less. But
man,
the LSU job is better. He's probably going to win 10 games next year, at least at LSU.
But also, the problem if Alabama opens up, I'd imagine Featherfoot over there is going to find a way to fly.
Or the NFL.
Or the NFL?
Or the NFL.
Dude.
Kiffin is not retiring at LSU.
I cannot
but
wait.
But less about him and just more
so messy.
The whole situation of just where this is. Ole Miss is an SEC team, and they can't even relish in their great season because Kiffin had to make a choice. And there were reports. I listened to Josh Pate and Paul Feinbaum. They were talking about this.
Yep.
Kiffin wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted to be able to coach Ole Miss through this incredible run. He loves this team. He loves the players. He wants to finish out what they started. But no.
The school made the right decision of saying, no, we cannot have you, A, trying to convince our players to go with you to LSU.
Yeah, you'll kill the program. And then is also...
You'll kill the program to a conference opponent, by the way.
Actually, a full-on rival, Magnolia Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a full-on
named
rivalry.
Yeah. So, okay, you're going to take us, you're going to rob us of players and hurt us for a rival, not just that you're going to a different conference. Like, if this was Penn State's job, for example, maybe they're not as apprehensive. But you are losing kids to the transfer portal probably because they're going to go with you because you're still there. And
well, and that was the whole thing is he's all of a sudden
because I'm here, I'm loyal with you.
He's going to have a month in his office these guys at practice.
But it's also, I'm leaving.
Them.
Yeah. I'm leaving, but I'm sticking with you guys till the end. There's a little sense of loyalty still there. Like, it's not as messy.
Well, because that's the rumblings now is that the team is kind of furious
livid
at how it ended.
They're
Pete Golding has been able to kind of rally the troops. But what if he had a month where you mentioned, like, it's not as messy, and all of a sudden he can kind of bring guys in on one-on-one meetings and just discuss LSU or Ole Miss. Like, what do we want to do
also,
here?
It's not as...
And all of a sudden, yeah, half the team is gone because they were 11-1. They beat LSU this year. Plus LSU's recruiting staff, recruiting resources and their class and stuff like that.
But it's also the feelings, though. Like, the players don't feel betrayed by the coach
because
he's sticking through for the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm loyal to you. Like, you're loyal to me. I should be loyal to you. There's that feeling that then would be able to be harbored, and the school knows it.
Yeah.
They made the right decision. It's a tough decision, but it's the right decision of, oh, and by the way, here's advertisement of LSU's head coach playing in the college football playoff for not LSU.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I understand the argument of people going like, just go try to win a national title. No.
It's the fact that Kiffin tried to gaslight the university saying, oh, I would have loved to stay, but these guys wouldn't let me. No.
He's trying to play PR.
You're trying to throw a tantrum over the mess that you made, and I'm not having it. Do not gaslight me.
But like... I have heard the argument, and I can understand it to a certain extent of people saying, well, you know, just throw everything into this season then. You're not winning the college football playoff. Their defense is not good enough. Just flat out, it's not. And we've talked about this with college sports where the best team wins. There's like two or three teams that can actually do it. Ole Miss is not beating Ohio State. They're not. I don't even know if they can beat Notre Dame. and Indiana. I don't think they have the defense to do it. And so really, like you mentioned, it would just be free advertisement for a game, maybe two, but not for Ole Miss. It's not all of a sudden, hey, come play at the Vaught. Come play here. Like, Kiffin, it would be come follow him to LSU, a different team. And now,
because I'd bet you, or I'd turn to Joe Kelly and I'd be like, I bet you that every camera points at Lane Kiffin and you're talking about the LSU thing, not the team,
not the Ole Miss
that
thing.
Is on the field.
And now, before anyone brings it up to the Group of Five stuff, because I mentioned their coaches are gone too, there is a difference of taking higher jobs, going from South Florida to Auburn, going from Tulane to Florida. There is something different there. There is something much worse about in the same conference.
And to a rival.
There is a difference there. It's college football. It's the South. There is something very different there about how you do it. And again, I will acknowledge LSU was probably the better job than Ole Miss. It should also be acknowledged, that's a bad look, Lane. It's a bad look. Also, Penn State, still looking for their coach. They were the first ones to fire theirs, James Franklin, back in October.
And now they're the worst recruiting class in the entire Big Ten.
Yeah, and it's just being rated by Virginia Tech, who got James Franklin. Although, it does sound like nothing for sure yet. It does sound like they are trying to hire BYU's head coach, Kalani Sitake, who is an alumni from BYU, has been there, I think, since 2016. So he's like the Zach Wilson years and stuff like that. Sure. He's never coached on the East Coast, has never recruited the area, but good on you. I still think it should have been Brian Daboll. I think that would have been a good coach for them. But
Maybe it's Joe Brady.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live is coming up at the top of the hour. We'll come back, close out the show, get you off to the rest of your afternoon. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. And, you know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And but that's the attitude that we're coming in. And then you let the chips fall where they may.
You had to play that
Apparently, it is a coach saying.
Andrew Reid out of pocket.
But it sounds super inappropriate. But I guess it's a coach saying?
I don't know. It means to play in the face of the opponent.
I get that. But, like, also.
Sure.
I mean, can we pick anything else?
Yeah. Say anything else, please.
Anything else.
I.
Also, that being said, though, man, the Chiefs are having a tough year. I know a lot of other people still fear them. It's long enough this year for me to not worry about what they did years past. They're not a good football team this year.
They're not, and it's the team. It's not, oddly enough, the past few years, it's been their offense, the quarterback not playing his best to his best capabilities. No, he's fine, actually. It is kind of a similar message, but a worse record than Buffalo, which is talent's kind of aging in some places. You haven't appropriately put things together there. The wide receiver room's not really, outside of one player, particularly good or consistent. The opposite for the Bills is they don't have a running back room at all.
No, that is the one big difference.
They have
higher-end talent on defense. There's the differences, but they're ultimately very similar. The only issue is Chiefs fans can cry with their Super Bowl trophies.
Yes, they can, we can't, and we don't have those, and that's okay, I guess. But,
real quick, though, before we get out of here, because we were just having that conversation about college football.
Yes.
Steve tweets in, used to watch it, but not anymore because of what we were just talking about, the poaching coaches in December and the season's not ending, the transfer portal, and that's what he's saying. It should not happen, not found in the transfer portal. Either it's a tool with a purpose in certain cases, but it is being abused currently. And I don't really disagree with most of that. I think my only issue with the transfer portal, I'll never want that gone. I want kids to have the options. Coaches have always been able to
don't
leave
punish
really
the kids
they want.
For whatever the coaches are doing there.
I will say, though, a lot of those issues happen because college football needs guardrails. A lot of these kids, not all, but a lot of them, have to make these split-second decisions in like a week if they're going to leave their current school or they're going to go somewhere else. They can't even do the proper homework of if this system is going to fit me or not. College football desperately needs guardrails. I hope Lane Kiffin is going to be the guy for that. But
enjoy vacation, Zachary.
Derek, you got the rest of the way. But coming up next, Sabres Live. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.